It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for tuning in to our weekly outdoor show here on KETR. You know, it's fall. There is a great deal of good stuff going on in the outdoors. The blue catfish are biting, the trophy blues down at Towaukin Inn. Down at Lake Fork, the channel cat are going crazy, I'm told, down there on stink bait. They're catching a lot of big, you know, Fork has got some of the bigger channel cat of any lake that I know about. Now, Tawakoni, tons of channel cat, as all of us cat fishermen know, and in my opinion, there is no better lake than Tawakoni for catching big blue catfish, trophy blues, we call them. But Fork right now is a good place to go if you want to catch a mess of big channel cat. They're catching them out there in old Mr. Stubby Stubblefield and Seth Vanover, a couple of buddies of mine that guide out there and fish. They're catching them in water as shallow as 12, 15 foot up to, you know, just over 20 feet. Good punch bait, something smelly that the catfish can find and locates what they're using, you know. But anyway, the fishing is really good right now, especially for catfish. And Seth tells me down at Lake of the Pines, he's catching a lot of nice crappie, too. And at Fork, crappie are holding around, you know, brush piles and man-made brush piles and stumps and submerged trees. And he's catching them on jigs by casting the jigs out and letting them fall rather than vertical fishing jigs. So that's a tip for you. You know, if you've been listening to my radio shows through the past few years and reading my outdoor column in the newspapers, you know, you had to have heard me talking about the big bore air guns. I started shooting the big bore air guns about, six years ago now, I guess. I was introduced to the folks at that make the Texan at Air Force Air Guns. That's locally just out of Fort Worth is where the headquarters is, and that is an awesome gun. If you've never really experienced the power of these big bore air guns, go online to airforceairguns.com and check out some of the specs on the Texan. The Texan is it's made in three calibers, 35, 45, and a 308, and I've shot them all, but the power that's developed by these things is unbelievable. I have no doubt that 45 caliber shooting a big slug, I shoot a 350 grain bullet that's made by Hunter Supply, and it's a lead bullet, of course. You can use lighter bullets, but I've just had such good results shooting these big bullets on hogs and exotics such as axis deer and audads. I probably could get by with shooting a bullet much less heavy, but this big 350 grain Hunter Supply, I just know what it'll do. I'll tell you a little story summer before last. I've got a buddy, Mark Billette, that has a hunting ranch down in East Texas, actually down near Crockett, Groveton, to be more specific. And he has some exotic Zebu. Now, Zebu is a breed of cattle. They get wild. And each year, he has a lot of his hunters come in for meat hunts. And they're beef. You know, it's a bovine. But they're grass-fed, and they do honestly get wild down there. He had a year before last, a 850-pound Zebu bull, and you probably heard me talking about this, but this bull was turned into a renegade. He was actually chasing hunters and putting them up trees, and he would have eventually hurt somebody, I'm sure. So Mark Billette, the owner of the ranch, we decided, well, he needed to go. And I love beef, so you probably know where this story's going. So Mark and I went down, and a buddy of mine, Larry Large, Larry had never shot the big bore air guns, and brought my Texan 45 caliber with that big 350 grain bullet. Well, we set up a target out there at Mark's place, and Larry, like everybody else, was astounded when that thing went off, when he shot it. The power, you can feel the power that this Texan develops. I'm not kidding you. Well, we figured we'd shoot the bull at 75 yards or less. And so I sighted it dead on at 60 yards. It was already on, but we just checked it, you know, checked our zero. Larry shot it, and he's an excellent shot, and put one right, you know, about an inch high is where it was, and put another one about an inch from that at 60 yards. And when his eyes were big. He knew he was shooting a big rifle. So, and you have to understand, the only game animal in Texas that's legal to hunt with an air rifle now is squirrel. You cannot hunt deer with them. You can't hunt turkey. No game except squirrel. But exotics, hogs, and obviously zebu, you can shoot with them. Well, we went out. It took a while to find this zebu, and we found him in pretty tight cover. Got within about 40 yards, actually. He got within about 40 yards of us. He didn't charge, but I have a feeling had we stuck in that heavy, it was a young pine plantation where we actually found him. You can imagine how thick that was. So he actually made the shot at about, I think he was about 40, 45 yards away from us. Perfect shot. That big 350 grain Hunter Supply bullet impacted, made a perfect shot right at the crease of the shoulder. If it had been, I wish it could have been videoed so people could see it. He went about 15 steps, and that was it. I mean, Larry Large, my buddy, that's the first game, big animal he'd ever seen, you know, dispatched with a big bore air gun. He was amazed at it, as were we all. I'd killed a bunch of hogs, and I knew what it could do, and I knew it could take care of that big bull. Well, this past summer, he had another one, zebu, that was also getting mean. When they get a little age on them, they, for some reason, they just get aggressive. This one wasn't as big. He probably weighed about 750 pounds, we estimated. Same story. We went down, and my buddy David Hansen, who's on our show a lot, David actually did the shooting this time. I'd like to introduce these guys into it, something new, and he was equally impressed. So my point is that they're called PCP air guns. They pressure up with a pressure tank, like a scuba tank, but they also have lighter, carbon fiber tanks that are much easier to handle in the field and carry around. But you can pressure them up. Even these big bore, you can get three lethal shots out of one charging up to 3,000 PSI. But, you know, they also make, like Air Force Air Guns makes the 25 caliber and the 22 caliber Condor lighter ones that are awesome for squirrel hunting. I mean, I've killed a bunch of squirrel and rabbit with those. Well, to bring you up to date, there's been some tests going on with big game, with big bore air guns, some tests by some people that are in, that have some clout, that are in authority. So it's been exposed to some guys how powerful these things really are. Now, down in Lufkin here in the next, I think about another week from now, I'm not sure the exact date, and I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm going up to New Mexico for a mule deer hunt. But there's a hearing, I don't know if you'd call it a public hearing, I guess you'd call it, where people are going to come in and discuss hunting big game with big bore air rifles. And I think this is, I wish I could be there. I know some folks that are going to be there to represent the Air Force air guns and the air guns, and not just Air Force air guns, but the use of big bore air guns, I should say, that's going to be present. So don't be surprised if in the next upcoming years, hopefully soon, that there is a season in Texas for big bore air rifles, for hunting with big bore air rifles. I can guarantee you without any reservation that there's plenty of power. I bow hunt a lot, you know, and elk and everything else. But when I first started shooting those big bore, I mean, for elk, for instance, it's a challenge to kill an elk with archery equipment. It is. We do it all the time, but it's not easy. But to put a 45 caliber Texan up with that big 350 grain hunter supply bullet on a bull elk at 75 yards, I have no question that it, and it, there's been several elk killed with them. You know, here in Texas, there's no season on elk. There's some free ranging and high fenced elk. And I know three or four guys that's killed elk with them, just like the Zebu bull. They put the bullet in the right place. There's plenty of power to dispatch them. So I thought that would be kind of a topic to introduce or talk to all of you about. I've been busy. I've actually have some corned beef, corned venison that I'm making just like you would make corned beef. I have it brining right now. I think I've got time to kind of give you an overview on that. You're talking about some good eating. If you like corned beef, you will love corned venison. Now, you know, corned beef and cabbage, I know a lot of you have dishes for corned beef that you like. You can cook the corned venison the same way. Butcher Packer Supply has a kit that I've ordered, and I've had some whitetail doe. I cut about, from the ham, I cut about 3 prime roast, you know, not big roast, maybe, I don't know, I bet they don't weigh 2 pounds a piece. But I cut the prime meat, cleaned the meat up, you know, removed all the sinew from them. And then I got this kit. It's a corned beef or corned venison, the same seasonings and cures. But I put that in a big plastic bowl and put the appropriate amount of cure and the seasonings that comes with this corned beef kit, and stirred it all up, mixed it up. And then I have a, you know, just a regular injector needle. And I pull some of that brine up, and I injected these chunks of venison, thoroughly injected them with the brine, which has the cure and the seasoning, and then I put them into the plastic container. And you're supposed to leave them 24 hours, and actually later today will be 24 hours. I've got this going as we speak. I'm going to take it out. I've been trying to decide how you know, how I want to prepare the corn venison. I'm thinking, of course, their seasonings now are right there in that brine. So they've been, you know, marinating, if you will, for 24 hours. I'm thinking about just putting them in a either a slow cooker or probably one of my cast iron pots with a lid, stick them in there and cut the fire real, real low and boil them. You know, I think that would be very much like corned beef. You know, I know you could roast them or, you know, put them in a oven with the lid in a pot on the lid and roast the things. But I'm thinking about boiling them. And how about a Reuben sandwich with corned venison? That's my plan. Get some good hot mustard and go ahead and boil these things. I might have to boil them for a couple of hours with a lid on, real slow, simmer them, if you will. And then chill them down in the refrigerator, slice them across the grain, and make Reuben sandwiches out of them. If you want to try this, I've done it before. I've made pastrami using the same method on using venison, and it does work. But if you want to try it, you can go to butcher-packer.com or just on the internet, butcherpacker.com, and get one of these kits. If you have some extra venison that you'd like to make into corned venison, it's very good eating. Folks, we are out of time. Make sure and tune in next week. We'll have some more fun talking hunting and fishing. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.